What do you have to lose by trying something new like Trump? What the hell do you have to lose? You have to lose. You have to lose.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God, my God.
We won with poorly educated. I love the poorly educated.
And we ought to have a prayer called the God damn it prayer. God damn them to hell, please.
Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that.
But you know what? You don't impeach people when they're doing a good job.
Because we're going to go in there, we're going to impeach the motherfucker.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Friday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, blasting at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A.
I don't think you're stupid. I've been betting on you my whole life. I believe in you.
Still maybe in my definite top three favorites of the Alex Jones clips, because it's so inspiring.
Is he talking to his kids?
I don't know. I don't know who the fuck he's talking to. It's a little bit of, I don't know, whatever time it is you're listening to us. Thanks. Thanks for downloading us as a podcast at iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, your favorite podcasting application.
Oh, wee wee.
Or we're always available at crabdiving.com.
Yay.
And thanks, as always, for buying shit through our Amazon portal. If you go to buy shit from Amazon, go to crabdiving.com/Amazon.
Yes.
I don't know they would approve of that copy.
No, they wouldn't like those words, but they sure as shit don't mind making workers work so hard they have to crap in diapers.
I think if they got enough business through our portal, which they do, they get nice business through our portal because there are some kind folk out there buying shit.
Right.
It doesn't cost you anything, by the way. It just helps us out here. We get a little commission, eh?
We get paid, baby!
We commission.
Oh, yes.
I don't even know what I was talking about. It's Friday, everybody. It's Faithless Freaking Friday.
Yay!
Thanks for joining us here from Pensacola, Florida. Not a lot of traffic, and, it's kind of hot.
Oh, yes. It's kind of hot? Jesus.
Traffic on the threes.
Christ.
Or fours.
You know, it's Faithless Friday, and I like to save up all these questions I've been meaning to ask Sky God. And my first one would be, Sky God, why do you let it get so fucking hot in Florida, you fucking dickhead?
The enemy's still going to come after those of us that are hard charging and leading the spiritual ignition of this rocket.
Is he talking about his dick?
Spiritual ignition of this rocket.
God, you know, we've been talking about Jerry Falwell for the last, week or so.
Yeah, yeah.
You think there's pictures of his cock flopping around out there?
God.
Surely.
Who knows if it corroborates his boasting.
Oh, yes.
Or maybe his wife has a wee vagine.
Well, you got the wee vagine?
Strap in, everybody. Let's talk about shit and see what's going on. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. Thanks for listening, guys. Even if you got a wee vagine,
Let's check out the old headlines and see what's going on in what's important in other people's opinions.
Ooh,
we have our own fucking opinions.
All right.
You'll realize that if you haven't listened to the show before.
Oh, yeah. We got lots of opinions.
Are they going? It looks like they're taking a shot at Mayor Pete. It says it's time to ditch September 12th nostalgia. They've got a point. Mayor Pete, is one of the more Hopi.
Yeah.
Hopi aspirationally types.
Yeah.
That are out there running for prez.
Okay.
And he had a point last night where he invoked how the country was on September 12th.
Yes.
When everybody came together.
Right.
And shit. I remember in L.A. they had, these vigils and stuff, and all the neighbors came out, and I was like, holy shit, I've been living in this apartment for like 2 years. I don't know you.
Yeah.
You know, and you live two doors down from me or something like that. But then it all went away.
Yeah. And
within 10 minutes.
What are we supposed to come together about exactly?
Well, that's the point, I believe, of this piece written by Nick Bauman, Jessica Schulberg, and George Zornick. It says
Zornick.
Actually, Pete Buttigieg, September 12, 2001 was bad.
Yeah.
Fond remembrances of the unity following the terror attacks ignore an ugly history.
Is he romanticizing this?
Meanwhile, I'm skipping, you know what happened. We know yes. about what happened. Meanwhile, officials in the highest levels of government made plans to launch new wars and tear away civil liberties protections. Right, that fucking Patriot, big quotes around that, act.
Oh, yes, the one no one read.
Horrific.
No one read, but it got signed.
Yeah, it's like, here's some broken glass for your anus.
Oh, thank you.
Enjoy.
Oh, yes.
As far as civil rights are concerned.
Right. And it's so opportunistic. They knew the country was vulnerable. They knew there would be no political will to stand up to something called the fucking Patriot right. Act. It was dirty.
And that AUMF, I mean, one of Bernie's main points that he scored at last night's debate, which we'll talk about.
Yes.
When he went after Joe Biden, was like, you know, while you guys voted for the AUMF, I was the one guy yelling no.
Right.
This is going to be endless wars. I hate to say it, but I knew it was going to be endless. It could be endless wars.
Yeah. To
justify endless wars.
And he's right.
Right. He was right then.
I mean.
So they say hate and fear drove anti-Muslim hysteria, which is still alive yes. and well.
Right. And it sort of brought us, you know, the Iraq War.
It says the flip side of the unity was paranoia, rage, and despair. In the days after the attack, the government rounded up American Muslims based solely on their religion or their immigration status or how they looked. We remember that.
Yes.
Weren't Sikhs being attacked left and right for no
yes.
reason other than the dummies don't know the difference between a Sikh and a Muslim?
Yeah, it was stupid.
The racist, violent dummies.
See, that's going to be an issue. If something happens in this country, like September 11th, and this fuckhead is in charge, we are fucked. Right. We are abso-fucking-lutely fucked.
Many Arab and Muslim Americans didn't feel the unified America that Buttigieg described.
Yeah. I mean, what the fuck kind of bill of goods would a Democrat be selling other than our country is in crisis? We are overrun with racists. We have domestic terrorism shooting out of our assholes. We have to fix this. Yeah. There's racism. There's hate. There's homophobia.
Which a lot of them talked about last night.
Yeah.
White supremacy and et cetera. It was a good debate. I'm actually, again, I was encouraged.
Yeah.
Any one of them. I would feel an anal wart in the
yes.
office would do better than what we got. But
what about, was Marianne Williamson on the debate?
She was not. She did not make the top 10.
Damn.
I thought. Everything everybody was saying, I was like,
spot on.
You know, some were less ambitious than others.
How did Elizabeth Warren do? I didn't see the
your
fucking
moderates.
Debate.
Well, great.
Yeah,
fine. There was no.
She wasn't the best.
Well, but there was no battle like between her and Bernie. Kind of a love fest between her and Bernie.
Yeah.
And nobody really took. On Biden, even like between even a few times, I mean, I guess he and Joe Biden and Bernie got into it a little bit,
right?
But it really was very friendly.
Yeah,
Joe, I know you say this, but you're wrong. You know, I mean, it was there was some gentlemanliness behind it. There wasn't you fucking asshole,
right?
Until Julian Castro,
yes,
for some reason got a hard on for Biden and
shit,
and was just slaying Biden. And at one point, I mean, most of the internet feels he went a little maybe too far,
right?
When Biden appeared to say something different than he said a few minutes ago.
Uh-oh.
And Castro went there like, did you forget what you just said 2 minutes ago?
Well, shit. I mean, that's not really helpful.
No.
It's not helpful, right?
And
it's not about the issues.
He kind of kept pummeling it, too. Uh-huh. Like, he wasn't, you know, he went on and was kind of a dick about it. It was weird.
Yeah.
Because Julian Castro has always been this... seemed like this cool, calm, civilized fellow who could get fired up.
Right, right.
Rightfully and righteously. And for some reason...
this is tough, right?
Because he turned into a dick for a few minutes. So.
But this is tough. I think this would be a tough debate to have because, I mean, yeah, you want to win the fucking thing, but you have to be very careful. You can't... How are you supposed to debate somebody you have to be fucking nice to?
Well, you debate the ideas like Bernie and Joe did.
Right. But if you're debating Joe Biden, I'm saying this would not be good for our country. But if I'm debating Joe Biden, I'm going after his neo bullshit. That's all I'm doing. I'm pummeling him on that fucking shit with the segregationists
and
stuff. And that would be horrible for our country. You know, you need
right
because we need the Dems.
He kept using one of the people I was least impressed with was Jelton Joe.
Yeah.
And I like Joe Biden. Joe Biden will enthusiastically receive my vote should he be the nominee.
Well, yeah, dude. Well, yes.
Joe Camel would receive my vote if he were the nominee against Trump.
Yang didn't run away with it.
Not in my estimation.
Okay, but he did good, right?
You know what? I'm going to get in trouble from the Alaska office.
Oh, shit, man.
A little, but after that ridiculous opening, possibly illegal, I'm going to give 10 families $1,000 a month for the next year. Go to yang.com and tell me why. After that moment,
that's pretty
funny. He was perfect. He was great. I thought he was great. But goddamn that kind of ridiculous stunt at the beginning, which I should play the audio of it. It left everyone speechless.
Oh, I bet. But
and then there were like Klobuchar and Booker looked at each other and started laughing after he dropped that bomb.
Yeah.
And then it was like, so I'm going to offer this. Go to yang.com and tell me why you think you should get it. And then it was Mayor Buttigieg. So the camera's on Buttigieg following that. And now Buttigieg looked pissed because he's like, I got to follow that.
Yeah.
And he was looking over at Yang like, what did you just say? Now, I'm shocked that this was a surprise to anybody because
it kind of
had broken.
You told me about this.
I thought... we may have talked about it on the show, but maybe it was offline.
Crab diving offline.
That the news broke
conversation.
The surprise. I know we talked about the surprise during the show. That
no, we talked about, I was leaving. You're like, hey, man, have a good show. You know, Yang's going to give away $120,000.
Oh, but on the show yesterday, I think we talked about the tweet that said, I'm going to have a big surprise that nobody else has ever done before.
Oh, shit.
And then yesterday evening before the...
he didn't take out his dick.
Before we found out that it was not... that it was this... he's giving away. And, you know, now there's questions today about its legality. Like, you're having a lotto. You're buying votes.
Well, here's my problem with it. And because to me, the appeal of Yang is that it's logical. It's very logical. The idea that... if we're going into this stage of automation where people, jobs are going to disappear.
Right.
Then, yes, the government has to give you money because what are we all going to do?
Everything
starve to death?
He said, every answer when they went to him, but every answer was great.
Yeah.
Just about.
So why
that
do
he
this?
Gave.
Why do this stunt?
Right. That's like, I don't know. That to me, I know he is the amateur politician in there, but it just felt amateurish and hacky. Yeah. We all want the $1,000 a month to be public policy. Hey, how about $5,000 a month?
But I get it. I get it. It's theatrical, right?
Well, right.
It grabs focus.
And, you know, I don't know. If he had done it and said, we're going to do this as an experiment and we're going to follow these people and show you how everyday citizens' lives can be altered by having that basic $1,000 a month kind of a thing, then maybe that's what he's going to do. I just thought it was the wrong way to break it.
Right.
Hi, I'm Andrew Yang.
Yes.
Here's $120,000.
Because my first thought is, hey, we have a game show host. We have a reality TV host in charge. Yeah, yeah. And it's a little terrifying. Now, I know Andrew Yang is nothing like Donald Trump. I'm sure Andrew Yang is not a white supremacist.
No, I'm frustrated from a strategic standpoint because I felt like it made him not look great.
Yeah. But, you know,
I don't think it had the effect that they thought it would.
But, you know,
having said that, I'll bet he got a shit ton. Oh, yes. I'll bet his website is blowing the fuck up.
Here's the argument I would have made for it. I would have said, well, it is trashy, right? And it's a little off brand for what you're doing. But at least people will notice you. You're on a stage with 10 people and you only have, what's his best state, 4% in Colorado. Hey, we don't have shit to lose. Maybe this goes really great. Maybe it won't look fucking stupid.
A Hail Mary, you think? Or
if you're at 4% in Colorado and that's your top, everything is a Hail Mary, dude. It has to be. You're losing. He's not past 10 anywhere. So, of course, you got to do crazy shit like this. I don't know. We have a shitty system for picking president.
But everything else is spot on. Yeah. I thought he did great.
Yeah,
I just that stunt just
so gross, man.
Left a.
I mean, I won $1,000. I'll play.
And Buttigieg was a little cunty about.
Oh, was he?
Yeah, Buttigieg was a little cunty. He said something to the effect of, "Well, that's novel. I'll give you that," or something like that.
Well, hey, you know what's novel? Romanticizing 9/11. God.
Well, 9/12.
9/12, sorry, the day after. Yeah. Everyone coming together and committing hate crimes.
Come by fucking
Jesus.
I don't know what this clip is. This is... maybe this is when Buttigieg is cunty.
Ooh.
This is why presidential debates are becoming unwatchable.
Yeah,
this reminds everybody of what they cannot stand about Washington. Scoring points against each other.
Oh, well, this is Buttigieg getting a little pearl clutchy.
Who is this?
That was Buttigieg.
Oh, okay. Jesus Christ.
I don't think he had the best night. He nailed the landing because his the last question was about, like, what's your biggest failure, and talk about resilience and stuff like that. And he talked about the decision to come out right before his reelection campaign as mayor in a socially conservative city in Indiana, and talked about that and how going away to the Iraq or wherever the hell he was, Afghanistan, changed him. And he was like, fuck it.
I mean, you know, I don't think the way to handle the Buttigieg, I mean, I'm sorry, the Yang thing is to pearl clutch and to be the how dare you guy. I think you have to go after the substance of it, you know, and the spectacle and how
if you can. Right. Oh, of that stunt. Right, right, right.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
or you just ignore it.
Right. Yeah, you're right.
Let him do it. Move on.
That's the best way.
But
or make a joke.
Klobuchar and Cory Booker sniggering off in the on the side, and
well, that at least
you may hear it here.
In America today, everything revolves around the almighty dollar. Our schools, our hospitals, our media, even our government. It's why we don't trust our institutions anymore. We have to get our country working for us again instead of the other way around. We have to see ourselves as the owners and shareholders of this democracy rather than inputs into a giant machine. When you donate money to a presidential campaign, what happens? The politician spends the money on TV ads and consultants, and you hope it works out. It's time to trust ourselves more than our politicians. That's why I'm going to do something unprecedented tonight.
Everybody gets a car.
You know what? I like it. I like the way he's framing this. I didn't hear this. I was at a show. I dig this. He is explaining it. This does make sense so far.
Hey.
I mean, I'm down.
Hold on a second.
I mean, listen. What are you doing? Sure, it's a little trashy, but at least he's not taking money from Russia.
Oh, stop
that. You know what I mean? At least the NRA isn't fucking laundering campaign Russian rubles for this guy to get elected. Jesus Christ.
You can leave your cheese stick here, but don't try to bury it in my lap.
That's what she said.
Without a safe word.
Yes.
The politician spends the money on TV ads and consultants, and you hope it works out. It's time to trust ourselves more than our politicians. That's why I'm going to do something unprecedented tonight. My campaign will now give a freedom dividend of $1,000 a month for an entire year to 10 American families, someone watching this at home right now. If you believe that you can solve your own problems better than any politician, go to yang2020.com and tell us how $1,000 a month will help you do just that. This is how
I don't hate it. Hey, Yang. Oh, God. I'm buying all the weed. I like it. I don't, because he's using it to explain his system. This is different. He's actually using it to explain what the fuck he's going to do. This is not horrible. This isn't horrible. Joe Biden got up there and bragged about hanging out with segregationists. Beto!
That was a while ago.
Hi, I'm Beto. Oh, you're eating on that table? Walk around on the fucking table.
Beto did last night.
Did he? Did he say fuck? Did he skateboard?
He didn't.
Okay. He's walking around on a table with his dirty fucking
shoes.
Beto
did well.
Disgusting. Ugh. People eat on that table.
Yeah, I don't. I thought Klobuchar, you know, might pack it in. I don't think people are digging the "I'm a moderate" dance.
No,
and I read something that was kind of spot on. They said she's almost like apologizing about, well, you know, we should realize what we can get done, and this is all we're going to get done.
What did Elizabeth Warren say? I think she said, what are we supposed to do as politicians? I'm supposed to come to you and apologize what I'm not going to be able to do in fucking Washington?
Oh, yeah, she said to Delaney, I don't understand why somebody runs for president and to tell everybody what we can't do.
Go fight. I vote on somebody who's going to go fucking fight. I want a fighter.
Kudos to whoever on her staff wrote that line.
Yeah. What do you mean? She didn't just think of that. Come on. What's the line again? What did she say?
I'm paraphrasing. I don't understand why somebody would run for president trying to tell everybody what we can't do.
Yeah, somebody wrote that for her.
What we can do.
Who was that? What's his name?
Delaney.
No. The guy that wrote that line. Was it the guy from the Oscars, Rick? Famous writer, the comedy writer for game shows.
He's the friend of our friend Brooke.
Oh yeah. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Is it Rick?
No, I don't know. I can't think of his name. It's
the Oscar writer, man. Oh, shit, we're both typing to find out who the fuck this is. I don't know why I'm trying to beat you.
Oh, look at all the people who've written for the Oscars, man.
It's Leonardo DiCaprio.
Anyway.
Nicole Kidman never wrote for the fucking Oscars, by the way. I don't know why I'm seeing her.
Who cares?
God damn it. You guys got crazy hair, right?
Yes.
Who the fuck is he?
Frequently wears crazy colored glasses.
Yeah, Rick something.
I don't think it's Rick. Go to Brooke's timeline. He responds to Brooke's shit all the time.
Oh, does he? Well,
So Pete Buttigieg, yeah, I think he lost ground. I think maybe Mayor Pete, maybe packing it up.
Mayor Pete's packing it up. Bye, Mayor Pete.
I think that dude's name is bouncing around like
I know, man.
Just in the back of my head.
It's not Rick, is it? It's
Oh
my God, I almost know it. Oh,
the
Jesus fucking Christ, man.
Obama. Well, it was interesting that everybody must have been coached.
Yes.
On Bruce Vilanch.
Bruce, God.
Just
not
popped
Rick.
Into my
not
head.
Rick.
Yeah,
good
yeah,
job.
Yeah.
Hit the applause. Hit the applause. Hit the applause.
Because God wants purity. God wants things hot, cold, not lukewarm. God wants me to wait more.
Just make a point based on
that.
That
was echoey. I'm sorry.
That little bit of Alex Jones insanity. And people are afraid of atheists.
Really? Oh, yeah, totally.
Really? There's nothing in the sky telling me what to do. Okay.
I thought Kamala did well.
Kamala.
Like I was saying, I think they were obviously coached. Biden is doing the, I don't know why you guys hate Obamacare so much. I want to keep Obamacare and make it better. And they're saying Medicare for all. A lot of them are kind of saying the same stuff,
but is
slightly
it semantics?
Different levels of it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What you just described is semantics, right? Because we would have had Medicare for all if it weren't for the fucking Republican
dickbags,
right? Well,
and, you know, some
right?
of them are saying put a public option on. I think the main talking point is, does private insurance go away, ultimately?
Yeah.
And Bernie's like, yes, it's going away.
Good.
Kiss it goodbye. I believe Elizabeth Warren is the same.
Yeah.
I think the rest of them, I may be missing one or two, but I think the rest of them want to have Medicare available to all, or a public option available to all on the exchanges. But if you like your insurance, you can keep your insurance.
Yeah, yeah.
And then Elizabeth Warren comes out with the truth and Bernie come out with the truth. And they're like, find me someone who says, I love my insurance company.
Yes. You can't. Nobody loves
they
their
like,
fucking
They might
insurance
like their insurance
company.
Because it pays for the shit they need it to.
Well, I mean, you have...
When, if you said to them, you're not going to... We're going to give you something that's going to pay for all the shit that you need to, and you may not even have...
don't die.
Excuse me. You may not even have deductibles. You may not even have co-pays. Probably have a little copay.
I mean,
or something,
if your insurance payment goes away,
and your healthcare cost goes away, even if you have insurance,
you are not going to miss your insurance company.
You don't give a rat's fucking ball sack about who your insurance
That's
company
nuts.
Is. You like Elizabeth Warren said, you like your doctor, you like your pharmacist, you like your gynecologist.
Groin ecologist.
Like Archie Bunker said. And you're a groin ecologist.
Right. We need that show back.
He's in the White House, sadly.
No, wait. Would Archie Bunker like Donald Trump?
No.
Archie Bunker wasn't cruel.
Yeah.
And Edith is not Melania.
It was a... That's the under the understatement the millennium. So the debates, you know, I mean, I was encouraged by everyone. For me personally, am HO here.
Right.
My humble opinion.
Right.
I think Jolton Joe went down, lost a few points for me.
Oh shit. Oh shit.
He went on. He had a moment that where he was just kind of a rambling, and it was funny at one point. He always stopped instantly when they're like, thank you, Mr. Vice President.
Right.
Everybody else kept going. You know, they always milked a little bit more time when they got the light.
Well, Democrats are polite. Jesus.
But Joe at this point was like, no, I'm going on. Everybody else is going over, you know, and he kept
Fuck
going.
It.
And it was something about Iraq and. I It did not make a whole lot of sense. He was throwing random sentences together, like, and he was all fired up, and I don't know. I don't know. That was just my opinion.
Yes.
Yeah, Kamala Harris, I think, did well. I think Elizabeth Warren did great. Cory Booker did well.
Yeah.
He's, you know, he's good. I like Cory Booker.
Right. I mean, are we all, I mean, I did, again, I'm speaking totally out of my asshole here in a place of total and supreme ignorance because I did not watch this debate. But are we all having a moment here where we're pretending that Elizabeth Warren isn't the best motherfucking candidate in that group?
Well,
get the fuck come
to
on.
Us.
Well, come on.
She's the best motherfucking candidate so far. I know.
Oh my God.
I know. We're going to get tweets.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
With Yang Gang tweets.
Hey, and I'll say this to Yang Gang. You played that. I didn't hate it. I didn't fucking hate it.
I think it was bad.
I mean, he's clearly using it to
bad strategy.
He's clearly using it to demonstrate.
Well, but
his
I said that
policy.
Earlier. I said, had he done it before the debate or something, announced, hey, look, we're going to do this pilot program. We're going to show you what it's like, what it would be like. But it just seemed like here's what's behind door number three.
I know.
A little too much like that.
But I'm trying to put myself in Yang's campaign. And Yang's campaign is no one pays attention to me. Joe Biden gets press. Elizabeth Warren gets press. Bernie gets press. I have to suck dick for press. And if someone says that...
Crowd surf.
Yes. If someone says to me, where are you going to announce this? This is our flash bomb. This is everything we have. This is our main play. I would say on the debate, I would actually say this. You'd be a fucking idiot not to do it on the fucking debate. I would say that.
Castro, I said, yes. He lost points with that. Oh, and by the way, he was fact-checked. Joe Biden was right.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
So when Castro was saying, oh, you forgot what you said 2 minutes ago? Forget that? Are you forgetting things?
Well,
kind of a thing.
Well, what is that show? That show that someone told him to go after Joe for being
senile. Obviously a tactic to go after Biden as much as possible.
Right. I mean, I love I think of the tactic of you're announcing that you're going to give a lot of people money, a lot of money. I mean, that's a good one.
And I would, all these people I would feel happy with as vice presidential candidates.
Even
every
Yang.
Single one of them.
You like Yang for VP?
I would like Yang out there talking about universal basic income as much as possible. He's right. And he's right about the existential changes that will be coming with automation, etc.
See, I'm confused because I always assumed, this is how I assumed the election would go down. It would be Warren Abramson running against Trump and Pounce. That's what I thought, but maybe I'm wrong. Stacey Abrams. God, I'd say Abramson, whatever. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Stacey Abrams, VP, Warren president. That's how I thought it would shake out, right? Shouldn't it?
Well, I would be very happy with that lineup.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I would love to have Mayor Pete debate Pounce. I think that would be the shit.
Mike Pence. No, I got to find that.
I didn't hear it. He actually said it out loud. He said,
"Oh,
Pounce."
He was listing people that were at an event.
Oh my God. He loves doing that too, rattling off names. Even if he gets the names wrong, he doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah, he just needs to.
What
is going on? Have you? Maybe I need to turn on. I have Twitter set to trends for you.
Yes.
They're tailored trends instead of like the trend, because sometimes there's a lot of K-pop in just the trends, and no offense, K-pop, but ain't my thing right now. I'm not into BTS or whatever, WTF, whatever the hell name is.
What is BTS?
One of the big K-pop groups.
Oh, I know.
Are you Googling BTS right now? And this frightens me if this is trending for me.
Yes.
only, you know, it's a tailored trend. Hashtag Fursuit Friday. And it's all these.
What is that?
It's exactly what you would think. It's fucking furries.
Ah,
it's. I click on it.
I love it.
I click on it. And it's fucking.
I don't know what it is.
This guy, Duke, at That Dancing Dog, paws up on this lazy fursuit Friday. This guy wearing only the fursuit head and he's buffed and worked out.
Why aren't we participating in this?
I don't have any fursuits. What is wrong with these people? Husky butts and deer butts are the best fursuit butts. Hashtag fursuit Friday. What? And it's two people, one in a husky suit.
Oh, yes.
And one in a deer fursuit. And they're presenting their posteriors to the camera. So, anyway.
Yeah. What is.
So, I don't know. Thanks, Twitter.
Yes.
And I'm frightened if why are you giving me Fursuit Friday? I'm really not. Oh my God. Not my thing, I swear.
I just found the funniest one. I'm gonna put it up on crab diving. Oh my God, it's so funny.
But it's happened like multiple Fridays. This has happened before where the hashtag Fursuit Friday has popped up in my trends.
Why?
I don't know. Maybe it's a really popular thing on the Twitter.
Well, I guess. Yeah.
Well, good for them. Rock on. Rock on, y'all.
Yeah.
What were we talking about? The fucking debate. So,
Fursuit Friday.
And that was,
is Mike Pence. He's obviously.
Oh, that's it. I was trying to find Mike Pounce.
Is it just F-I-R?
F-U-R. People dressed as trees walking around. I'm a Douglas.
Fuck off! Fursuit Friday.
Here is...
look at the one I just posted. It's so funny.
Was it on our...
Yeah. We're talking about it, so yeah.
I'll have to look it up. On Twitter?
And Facebook.
Did you tweet it? I don't have Facebook open. Okay. I just have the Twitter. At Crab Diving, by the way.
Fursuit
C-R-A-B.
Friday, bitch.
D-I-V-I-N-G.
Yes.
What's going on?
I don't know.
It's a bunch of all the same fursuits. Fox, maybe? Or maybe their own. Maybe they're all supposed to be German shepherds.
Yeah.
And they seem to be all petting a real German shepherd.
That's so weird.
It's all very bizarre.
Yeah.
Check out our Twitter.
Twat.
Oh, that's what I was doing. I was trying to Trump saying Mike Pence.
Mike Pence.
Mike Pence.
What a fucking idiot. Shit, I am hearing from a listener that they loathe furries. They hate furries. So.
Well, you know.
Do you hate them, though? I mean, what? I mean,
I find it odd, but.
Well, of course it's odd.
It doesn't affect me.
But what are you doing? You're just walking around in a teddy bear outfit. Or whatever, you know.
Well, and sometimes you fuck like bunny rabbits or foxes or German shepherds your outfit is.
Where do you get this dry cleaned?
Isn't there a different? Aren't there two different names?
How do
like
you,
there's cloppers listen. And there's bronies.
Oh, that
the bronies are the ones that just dress up like the My Little Pony stuff. The cloppers,
they're fucking.
Many bronies look down on the cloppers because they're the ones
that
are hoofing each other.
Yes, with their penises. It's got to be weird though when you drop off your furry outfit to the dry cleaners because I mean you know it's different. You're picking up a shirt. Nobody gives
them.
A shit.
They don't clean them.
You don't think so? I clean it with my tongue.
It's my furry funk. It's my natural musk.
I got a hairball. My natural blood.
I had a big meeting today on ethanol and the farmers, and it was an incredible meeting. And I sat around, and Chuck Grassley was there, and Joni Ernst, and John Thune, and Mike Pounds, and so many, just a whole group of great people.
Mike Pounds.
I mean,
What the fuck, man? What the fuck?
You know, now they're trying to find person that works for the government.
Yes.
Who's named Mike Pounce. And they will say, you're going to swear you were at that meeting.
Or
this is like Noah. This is like the weather.
Swear you were at that meeting or we're deporting your family.
Right.
God, these Trumpsters do not fuck around with shit like that.
Oh, I got a clip. I mean,
you know what you do? I could make that mistake. I'd be blah, 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 blah. Pate Vial or someone be like, oh, I mean, Pat Vial. I'm sorry. I had a mini stroke for a second. Who cares? Who gives a fuck? I just said something wrong. Go fuck yourself. You know,
I believe on yesterday's show, we talked about.
Yes.
The fact that it would be interesting to see what happened over at the Drudge Report poll.
Yes.
Because now Putin's favorite wasn't in the debate.
Oh, no, you're right.
No Tulsi Gabbard.
Yes.
She's
not polling high enough.
I believe it may have been our prediction that the bots may swing Yangy.
Yes.
Because they would probably try to pick the most, you know, kind of. Tend to pick.
But if Yang does not get the nomination, will he run as a third party candidate?
I don't think so.
I mean, God,
I don't think any of them would, because
that would be disastrous.
I think they all know.
You got to hope they
would. What fuckery that would be.
Oh, yeah.
So the headline at the Drudge Report is about its own stupid poll, which is well subject to fuckery.
Yes.
It's an online poll, and you don't have to register. You just go there and vote.
God.
Klobuchar breaks out.
Yes.
With in the Drudge poll.
Yes. Ooh.
Who won the fifth Democratic debate was the questione. La pregunta.
So could I go on there and vote as much as I want?
Sure.
Then this is not a poll. This is
I think
bullshit.
If you can change IP addresses, maybe.
Oh, God.
But child's play for the bots.
Ooh.
114,000. This was at the time they screen capped this. 114,000-ish votes.
Yeah.
In the lead. With 34% of the vote.
Yes.
Yang.
Wait. So you're saying these are bots?
Over the Drudge Report, 34%. Yang won the debate.
Okay. And you're saying it's the bots.
The last time Tulsi Gabbard won the Drudge Report.
Right.
Debate poll. So I'm just putting the facts in front of you.
Yeah. We've heard from the bots. And you know what they said?
We want $1,000 a month.
That's the sound of the robots.
Second place was Biden.
Yay.
22%.
Good job.
Third place, Klobuchar.
Bam! But it's a bullshit poll.
Kind of. It's Drudge. So, I mean, it's an online poll. It's kind of by definition ridiculous.
Useless. Well, all the other
easily
polls,
gameable.
But you know, a lot of the other polls, they just call landlines. Who the fuck has that anymore?
Like Rasmussen.
Yeah. So that's bullshit.
Then there's a big jump. I mean, that's 16%. Then the next is Warren.
Yes.
7%. They don't have this in order, which is ridiculous. Then Buttigieg with 5%.
Buttigieg.
Sanders also with 5%.
Okay.
O'Rourke. Castro, Booker, Harris. So
damn.
Harris, they don't like Harris.
Wow.
Oh, you mean a strong woman of color doesn't win the Drudge Report poll?
Now, that is a shocker.
Shocker.
That's
take this
amazing
bullshit at what you will.
Do you think it's going to be Elizabeth
Warren? The
Yang
Gang can come after me, but
Yang.
Please don't crow about the Drudge Report poll.
Okay. Well, the Yang Gang will not be dictated upon. They will do what they do. They will do what they do.
That's the headline of the Drudge Report.
Yay.
Klobuchar breaks out. Dem Heartland Hope, it says.
Oh, shit. Jeez. The Heartland. Well, doesn't that infer, like, moderate?
She says.
We don't need a moderate.
She says, I don't want to be president for half of America. I want to be president for all of America.
No, I don't like that saying. You know what saying I like? We're going to take that money-grubbing asshole. We're going to nail his ass to the wall.
Well,
and
you would have excised
him from the White House.
You would have enjoyed Kamala Harris, because obviously her note that she received was go after Trump.
Yes.
And
yes,
she frequently said, let's not, you know, we can debate each other on nuances, basically, of that we all believe the same thing. We all have good intentions.
Yeah, yeah.
But we can't forget that there is a racist criminal in the White House.
It was a coup. We are ignoring it was a coup. They're ignoring it. Russia fucking put his ass in the White House. They cheated. They lied.
So I plan on spending tonight talking with you about my plans to address the problems that keep you up at night. But first, I have a few words for Donald Trump, who we all know is watching. So, President Trump, you spent the last 2.5 years full time trying to sow hate and division among us. And that is why we've got nothing done. You have used hate, intimidation, fear, and over 12,000 lies as a way to distract from your failed policies and your broken promises. The only reason you've not been indicted is because there was a memo in the Department of Justice that says the sitting president cannot be charged with a...
Are you okay?
And it's bullshit!
Are you okay?
And it's bullshit! It's a memo! It's a memo from where? From what Department of Justice? Say it!
Originally from Nixon's.
Oh my God!
I believe.
Oh my God! We don't have the fucking balls to say fuck that. Mueller didn't have the balls to say fuck that.
She's saying that.
Is because there was a memo in the Department of Justice that says the sitting president cannot be charged with a crime. But here's what you don't get. What you don't get is that the American people are so much better than this. And we know that the vast majority of us have so much more in common than what separates us, regardless of our race, where we live, or the party with which we're registered to vote. And I plan on focusing on our common issues, our common hopes and desires.
Okay. Flag on the field.
Flag on the field.
No matter what party you register in to vote, bullshit.
So much more in common than what separates us, regardless of our race, where we live, or the party with which we're registered to vote. And I plan on focusing on our common issues, our common hopes and desires, and in that way, unifying our country, winning this election, and turning the page for America. And now, President Trump, you can go back to watching Fox News.
Yeah. Trump, not her.
You know
Trump
who likes that the most? Elizabeth Warren is laughing her ass off.
Yeah, yeah.
And applauding.
Yeah.
She was way into, but Elizabeth Warren was way into every attack Kamala Harris slung at Trump.
Oh,
she,
yeah.
She enjoyed herself. Yeah.
See, the thing is, though, and I mean, I don't know. I mean, there is no reason our country should come together with racists. There is no reason.
Well, how
our
do you?
Democrats. You know, I don't know about that, but I know how you win. You get all the liberals out to fucking vote.
What middle ground do you find someone that believes someone else is less than human?
Yeah, I don't give a fuck about that middle ground.
Is there middle?
No.
I'm saying, does it even fucking exist?
You cannot reason with a guy that thinks someone else isn't a human being because of their color of their fucking skin. There's nothing to do with that person except drive them back into the fucking woods and outvote
them.
Maybe
some people can change.
In the woods, change, come back when you're not a fucking bigot. Come out of the woods then. I mean, we have given the idea that we need to reach into the heart of these fucking racists and change their mind is interesting. But really what we need to do is go protect people like Matthew Shepard that got fucking killed. And people that get hate crimed and fucked up by these assholes. We need to protect them. I mean, fuck. We got cops just shooting black people.
You'll like this. Here's Beto.
Yes.
On guns.
No, okay. You better say the F
word. I do want to come to Congressman O'Rourke.
He was asked, well, you'll hear the question.
Yeah. Because I know this is personal to you. El Paso is your hometown. Some on this stage have suggested a voluntary buyback for guns in this country. You've gone further. You said, quote, Americans who own AR-15s and AK-47s will have to sell them to the government, all of them. You know the critics call this confiscation. Are you proposing taking away their guns, and how would this work?
I am. If it's a weapon that was designed to kill people on a battlefield.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
If the high impact, high velocity round, when it hits your body, shreds everything inside of your body because it was designed to do that so that you would bleed to death on a battlefield and not be able to get up and kill one of our soldiers. When we see that being used against children, and in Odessa, I met the mother of a 15-year-old girl who was shot by an AR-15. Mm-hmm. And that mother watched her bleed to death over the course of an hour because so many other people were shot by that AR-15 in Odessa and Midland. There weren't enough ambulances to get to them in time. Hell yes, we're going to take your AR-15, your AK-47.
God damn.
We're not going to allow it to be used against fellow Americans anymore.
Hell yes, we're going to take your AR-15s and your AK-47s. Yeah. We're not going to allow them to be used against our citizens anymore.
God, you know what? Andrew Yang should have said that. Everybody. I'm serious.
Well, they all kind of did.
Everyone on that stage should say that.
They all did. They all gave kudos to Beto, too, for having said, they didn't say this way, but for having said fuck when this happened. For having said, what the fuck are we doing?
Yeah, I mean,
and for taking it personally, which we all should be taking the gun debate personally, because these fuckers are not remotely following the will of the people. This isn't a 51-49 issue on background
checks. We want gun control.
Bump stocks, which he kind of banned.
He didn't.
Silencers. High-capacity magazines, etc., etc.
Yeah.
And automatic weapons. We don't need them. We don't need them.
It's fucking nuts.
On the street. You don't need one to protect yourself, and you certainly don't need one to go hunting Bambi.
Fuck you. No, of course not. Am I insane? I've never heard anybody speak so plainly about this. What he said. Are you going to get people's guns?
Hell yes. We're coming to get your AK-47.
I am officially not ever mentioning the fact that he walked on a table with his fucking shoes on.
Now
I'm done.
I said it again. I said it. Oh, no, I said it again.
But that was amazing what he said.
Yeah, yeah. There were some great moments.
I can't imagine that. Could you imagine watching a child bleed to death after being shot with one of these over an hour? Over an hour! Her mom, oh my God, that is a fucking nightmare.
Yeah.
Ugh.
They all basically said, you know, these weapons where even the police were, I forget which one, the Dayton maybe?
Yes.
The police were there within 1 minute. 1 minute!
Right.
And took the guy out. And he still was able to kill six, eight, I don't remember, a number of people and wound a crazy number of people because of the fancy gun he had with the high-capacity mag that shoots bullets really, really fast.
Why? Yeah, I mean, why do we have that? For squirrels? For squirrel hunting? It's hunting people. It's demented.
Thoughts and prayers to Felicity Huffman, who'll be getting 14 days in the pokey.
That's
for buying her kid into whatever fucking school they bought the kid into.
Was that now? Wait, Felicity Huffman made the deal, right?
She was the smart one.
Aunt Becky from Full House is fucked.
And
right?
Becky may be fucked because she took the "fuck you, I'm famous" route.
But wait, but we have to appreciate. What really went on here was insane, right? Because some of these kids pretended to be on the rowing team and
had never rowed, gotten in a boat in their life that it wasn't a yacht.
But wait. Did they actually take pictures of them pretending to be on the team?
They didn't have to. Of them did. Yes, some of them did. I remember. But the story was they photoshopped them in.
Yeah, that's fucking crazy. I mean, listen. If I'm on some college stand-up comedy team, I'm pissed off if somebody's pretending just to get a scholarship, taking a picture with a mic, you know? It's supposed to be funny.
Felicity Huffman, 14 days
in
prison for paying thousands of dollars to have one of her daughter's SAT scores inflated.
Damn!
That wasn't even one of these coach scandals. This was just she bought some SAT points.
Yeah. I wonder if, oh yeah.
I never took the SAT. I only took the ACT.
Oh, okay. Well, I took both. And
you took both?
Yes.
Did your parents have yours inflated?
Mm-hmm. I mean, if they did, I would have said, why not a little more?
They're so ridiculous.
Oh, it's dumb as fuck.
The whole process is ridiculous.
Oh, yeah.
So many things need reform in this country.
I tell you what
these,
really needs
reform. These tests, these standardized tests are one of them.
And I, like, have you ever seen The Matrix? Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Do you know how long it takes Keanu Reeves to learn how to fly a fucking helicopter?
After...
Instantly.
Well, yeah, it gets downloaded.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why don't we do that?
Well,
the way we learn stuff now sucks.
Elon Musk is working on that.
Yeah, because it sucks. You have to do something over and over and over and over again to get proficient at it.
All this learning and shit.
Yeah, fuck that.
Felicity is the first parent to be sentenced in the massive college cheating scandal. The judge said she must also serve 12 months of supervised release.
Okay.
And that's, release. Probation.
Yes.
250 hours of community service and pay a $30,000 fine.
You know what I would do with that community service? I would be like, hey, I'm going to see if you'll do my movie and I don't have to fucking pay you.
See, she's smart. I accept the court's decision today without reservation. I have always been prepared to accept whatever punishment the judge imposed. I broke the law. There are no excuses or justifications for my actions, period. I apologize to the students who worked hard every day to get into college and to their parents who make tremendous sacrifices supporting their children. Yeah. I can promise you in the months and years to come, I will try and live a more honest life.
Well, I mean...
She'll work again.
Yes, absolutely.
We'll forgive Felicity.
Well, she's a really good actress.
She's an excellent actress.
You know.
As is her husband.
Yeah.
Somehow skated. I don't know how. I don't know how he got out of that.
Oh my God! Well, I'm trying to think about the arguments they might have had about this. Or
she apologized to her husband. So I don't know if it's one of these. He didn't know.
Oh my
bullshit!
God.
Bullshit!
I love William H. Macy. Like, that guy is a fucking phenomenal actor. And dude, if he didn't know, I want to know the day he found out. I want to. God, could you imagine? You remember that scene in Fargo? There's a scene in Fargo that if you watch this scene and you ever decide you want to live in North Dakota, you must be mentally ill. He's in the middle of a parking lot that's totally snowed over. His car's alone in the parking lot. He walks to the middle of the parking lot and he starts his car and he can't get the windshield wipers to move. And he takes out his ice scraper and he just starts scraping the car.
I remember that.
And he just loses his shit and just starts beating his fucking car.
I don't remember. I remember. I mean, I don't miss those days.
Yeah, I never did
having
that
to scrape
in Chicago.
That shit off my car.
Definitely.
I lived in Wisconsin for a number of years. I used to put chains on my tires.
Oh God. You can go to the dark side in Chicago, starting your car in the winter. Scraping the ice off in your car, looking for parking, fighting with your neighbors.
Parking year-round, you can go to the dark side.
What happens in Chicago when it snows, when it's a really big snow, and people have to dig their car out of their space? Yeah.
You'll get killed.
You will.
If you take the spot that someone dug out.
You know, yeah. I mean, you get your tires slashed.
People put a chair there, and you honor that chair. Yeah, you honor that chair.
But what happens is the snow melts. The snow melts. And the chairs are still out there and you're still honoring the chairs. And finally, people are like, you know what? Fuck your chair. That's a public. That's a seat that's on the street. I'm moving your chair. And then your tires get slashed.
I love Chicago.
Oh, I do, too. It's great. Except that thing. That one thing with the parking.
Great public transportation.
Oh, fuck. Yes.
I didn't have a car.
Right.
I literally did not own a car and felt almost zero effect.
Yeah.
The rare occasional audition. Way out in the boonies.
I mean, even in the middle of the night, you can get the fucking train.
Right. So Felicity Huffman, 14 days doing it the right way. She pled guilty.
You make it sound like Burger King.
And, not so much for Aunt Becky.
Damn.
From Full House, who is decided to take the I'm white and privileged and rich and There's no way they're going to convict me. I'm a famous actress, Ralph.
Well, I got to tell you, I mean, that's not a bad bet if you look at our society. White people generally get off.
Yeah, but now they found more against her and her husband. Yeah, oh, yeah.
Like
yeah.
What?
They hit them with bigger charges.
Like, oh, okay.
Like wire fraud and shit. Like man. Felonies. Damn. And stuff. They fucked up.
They should have just...
pled to lesser charges. We're sorry. I'll do my week in jail, whatever.
Siri is recording our show.
Oh, that's very
creepy.
Leave
me alone.
They don't have to.
Yeah.
They can listen live. I don't know. Why is the government?
Yeah.
Why are you taping us?
Hey, Siri, quit being an asshole.
Go to iTunes.
Oh, God, it's doing it again.
Go to iTunes, Stitcher.
Spotify.
Siri doesn't know how to respond to that.
Leave me alone.
Let me see what else is going on. Our president.
Yay, Schittler.
So the latest authoritarian fuckwattery.
Yes.
Is that the president has entrusted Billy Barr.
Okay.
His private attorney. Oh, excuse me. The attorney general of the United States.
Right.
Who is Trump's private attorney. Acting as Trump's private attorney.
Okay.
To go after his enemies.
Right.
And one of those enemies is former deputy director of the FBI, Andrew McCabe.
Ooh.
Hates him.
Okay.
They're trying to get Andrew McCabe charged criminally.
Oh, my God. I heard this shit on Maddow. It's fucking nuts.
But it's not going. It ain't going well.
Well, it's
for them because now I'm at the Daily Kos here.
Ooh.
So it's going to be funny.
Coos.
Trump and Barr get an embarrassing slapdown as grand jury reportedly will not indict Andrew McCabe. They're trying to get the grand jury to indict him, and the grand jury is looking at this, I'm going to put it in quotes,
yes.
Evidence, and is saying, we're not going to indict the guy. There's nothing to indict him for.
I mean, are we in a third world country?
Well,
I mean,
not unless he gets indicted.
I tell you what.
I mean, it's working. The grand jury is saying no.
Yeah. This is another failure of our system, because Trump, over and over again during the election, promised he would put Hillary in jail. Lock her up. Lock her up. Lock her up. He was going to lock up the opposition. Now what is he trying to do? He's trying to do it. That's some evil shit.
Former Deputy Director Andrew McCabe of the FBI has been the target of no fewer than 49 Trump tweets, as well as the subject of many helicopter side rants.
Oh, my God. So what happens when they cheat again in this election and they know they're cheating? I mean, is Trump just going to go after whoever is in charge of our intelligence services for looking into it?
So on Thursday, Trump tweeted something repeating the claim that charges had been filed against McCabe, but it's not the case. A letter from McCabe's attorneys,
yes,
to the U.S. Attorney's Office in D.C. came out later yesterday,
yeah,
that they ran into an obstacle that the Department of Justice did take the case at Trump's orders.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know,
in front of a grand jury.
Do it.
And the grand jury's like, we're not going to indict him. Oops.
I was listening to somebody on Maddow that suggested there was more than one grand jury.
But this... The famous saying is,
oh yeah,
if you're a good attorney, you can get a grand jury to, quote, indict a ham sandwich.
And where's that from? Where do we hear that? A bunch. We heard that on the news. A fucking bunch. Michael Brown. Darren Wilson shot him to death and he didn't get indicted.
If the letter is accurate in saying that I'm reading from the Daily Kos, if the letter is accurate in saying that a grand jury returned no true bill,
yes,
when confronted with the evidence against McCabe, That's not just an unusual result. That is a crushing embarrassment to Barr's Justice Department and its first attempt at turning, quote, lock insert name here up.
Yes.
From a rally chant to reality. So the first attempt to lock somebody up, and the jury, by saying
it's bullshit,
using the term no true bill, means we don't see anything here. It's like, it's not close.
Right.
It ain't, oh God, this is a squeaker. This is, there is nothing here. What?
Yeah, yeah.
Why are you sending this shit to us?
So what do they do next to go after him? Do they drop it?
Well, they have. What can they do?
Right, because you can indict a ham sandwich, right? You can indict a ham sandwich. It's supposed to be simple.
Yeah.
If there's something there.
The charge was that McCabe lied to investigators to mislead them about the release of information related to the probe into Hillary Clinton's fucking emails.
Oh, my God.
McCabe has repeatedly insisted he did not mislead anyone. But the inspector general, the same one who recently issued a report wagging a finger at James Comey.
Yes.
That report concluded McCabe had broken department rules sufficiently to justify his firing.
Right.
Coincidentally, just hours ahead of the day that he could have retired with full pension.
Damn.
Just coincidence.
Oh, shit.
Trump wanted it done before he could vet a pension.
God damn. That's fucking evil. That's literally robbing someone, though.
Right.
I mean, we're in the middle of some third world toilet shit.
But so far, I mean, it's holding.
Yeah, yeah.
The grand jury said, fuck you.
That's good.
At that time, when they threatened prosecution, McCabe's attorney made a perfect prediction. Quote, we are confident that unless there is inappropriate pressure from high levels in the administration, the U.S. attorney's office would conclude that it should decline to prosecute.
Oh, shit.
Well, that's not what happened, because they sent it to the grand jury.
Yes.
To try to get a prosecution. Billy Barr's justice, I'm putting that in quotes, department did send it to the grand jury. But the grand jury is like, no, we're not going to indict McCabe.
You know what I'm confused about? What was the point? Do you remember the... I mean, it's been so many crazy things has happened, but do you remember the guy who's the attorney general before this guy, the big dick toilet guy?
Vaguely, yes. Whitaker.
Matt Whitaker.
Yes.
Why did they get rid of Matt Whitaker? I mean, if all Billy Barr is going to
do is... Well, he would never be... The Senate, even the Republicans in the Senate would never have voted for him.
Because Bill Barr got confirmed.
Yeah.
How?
Because he had done it before and... You know, he wasn't so outwardly criminal, I guess. I mean, he was known to be Bush's fixer, so I don't know why they... Reagan's fixer, somebody's fixer.
Yeah. Shit.
Bush the First's fixer, right? He was the one who tried to make sure that there was nothing came from Iran-Contra. None of the shit got splashed on GHWB.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah,
I'm talking
on
my ass?
No. No, you're not. Who said that on the Oscars? That was Jim Carrey, right?
Jim Carrey.
That was a great moment. No, you're not talking out of your ass.
I mean, I may be incorrect in who I was talking about.
Well, I don't think so. Ask Siri. It's probably listening right now.
So in the past 2 months, Trump has referred to McCabe as a dirty cop, a disgrace, a major sleazebag. it says it appears the Department of Justice may be caught by the same rule book that kept Mueller from indicting Trump.
Yes.
The letter sent by McCabe's attorney reads, "We believe that if the grand jury has indeed voted a no true bill, the justice manual compels you to not resubmit the case to the same or a different grand jury."
Because it's a waste of time, right?
So by this grand jury using that terminology, they're saying this is so stupid, you don't dare take it back to us or any other grand jury and waste anybody's time.
But you can if you want, right?
No.
There's no daylight there.
It's in their manual,
oh,
which
shit.
Is the same manual that Mueller abided by,
right,
by not indicting Trump.
It's rule book.
It's so if they claim it's just a rule book, it's not a law, we're going to indict, try it again anyway.
Then fuck your memo. Well, fuck your memo from Richard Nixon, dickhead. Shit.
Harry Littman, a former state's attorney or U.S. attorney, I think he might have been.
Okay.
Former U.S. attorney.
Right.
Tweeted, a grand jury's refusal to return an indictment is something that happens maybe once every 5 years in a given office. If it occurred here, given the magnitude and visibility of the McCabe case, it is a stunning and humiliating rebuke for overreaching and playing politics.
Holy fuck. And you can't right-wing nut job brain jujitsu that away, right? There's no way to spin that.
Yeah.
They lost. They said there's nothing here.
But let's not also forget the fact that they tried.
Oh yeah, yeah. They tried. That's fucked up. I mean, because did they drop it? Did they go after somebody else? Because the whole point, Trump's whole defense on this is that it's a witch hunt and it's bullshit. So if it's a witch hunt and it's bullshit, then they have to go after somebody to prove their point.
Well, yeah, but they won't. We'll have to see. This just happened. So, you know, TBD what their response is going to be.
Because if I'm Nancy Pelosi, you have to do the impeachment now. You have to do the impeachment now.
Well, they voted to talk about putting together an outline.
Yeah, because they just lost. They just got bitch slapped. So now go get them. They're down. Go get them.
Mimi Rocha, also a federal prosecutor from the SDNY.
Yes.
Said this would be a very big deal if the grand jury gave no true bill. Very rare.
Because nothing so baseless would normally be presented, right? Because you can indict a ham sandwich.
Right.
So meaning this is not a ham, this isn't even a ham sandwich.
You know, and these grand juries tend to be mixed type of people.
Yeah, yeah.
So this is, you know, even conservatives probably on the grand jury also were like, well, this is some bullshit.
Yeah, yeah.
Former prosecutor Renato Maradi. If it's true the grand jury refused to indict McCabe, this would be remarkable. That has never happened to me in over 9 years as a federal prosecutor.
Right. Shit.
Now, Rick Wilson, the former enemy, current enemy of our enemy.
Right.
Therefore, our friend.
Yes.
And funny. A rare funny conservative.
That guy is funny.
Yeah.
What's wrong with him?
A rare funny conservative and a wordsmith.
I wonder if he smokes weed, if that's his secret.
He tweeted, I doubt this is over. Barr has orders. And we know where they came from.
So Barr's orders are to go take that hill no matter what.
And he'll run McCabe to ground if it breaks every law, precedent, and DOJ procedure. They need a scalp. For the Trump Fox QAnon crowd, he said.
Well, I mean, if you put it in perspective, why wouldn't he? I mean, Jesus Christ, they did some crazy shit to get elected, right? The first time around. Why wouldn't they do some more crazy shit?
So, like we said, TBD, we'll see what happens in these responses.
Right.
But not good news for Trump.
Oh, God, no. No, this is bad news. This is bad news. But the good news is, not that you need any more justification, that's the whole fucking Mueller report, but doesn't this justify impeaching him? Doesn't this help the argument that...
Yeah, sure.
So by saying Andrew McCabe didn't do anything wrong, he was right. Right? You know what I mean? Doesn't that justify what he was doing?
Well, he didn't break the law. It doesn't necessarily justify what he was doing, but
it just
seems
like
there's nothing that's actionable as far as
right.
legality.
It would seem to me that...
I mean, it seems like utterly nothing.
This would give them some
close
daylight,
to legal, you know.
You know,
okay. But by them saying no true bill, they're this grand jury seems to be saying, pointing out the utter ridiculousness
yeah.
of this, I was going to say persecution accidentally, but it
right,
is.
Right.
Persecution. Prosecution.
Yeah, yeah.
Trump's got a hard on.
Ooh. Ah! Wait.
Figurative.
That is one guy you don't want running around with a hard on. You know why? Because everybody's
he'll do
getting
some raping,
raped.
Yeah.
Yes.
He'll happily do some raping. To add to Trumpy's bad day.
Right.
We have some more good news.
Yes.
That the U.S. Court of Appeals from New York has now said, I believe, overturned a lower court.
Yes.
That lawsuit about the emoluments clause is back in business.
Well, yeah.
I think we had talked about how some judge had thrown it out or
right.
something. But it was appealed, and the appeals court ruled
right
that Trump, a lawsuit that claiming Trump has unconstitutionally profited from his businesses, accepting payments from foreign and domestic governments while he serves as president.
Damn!
Is violating the Foreign and Domestic Emoluments Clause of the Constitution of the
right.
United States of America.
Right. Jeez.
The previous court had dismissed it for lack of standing, but it's a bunch of restaurants in New York, I think, who are saying, hey, you know, these people are going to Trump Tower to suck Trump dick. We're losing business unfairly.
Right, right. And sometimes some of those people might be blind and they might use the braille on the elevator to figure out what fucking floor they're on.
The suit claims Trump, through his businesses, is effectively the sole owner of restaurants, hotels, and event spaces, which are patronized by foreign and domestic government clientele.
Yes.
Giving him a competitive advantage, therefore violating the Constitution.
Oh, shit.
And violating the
right,
I mean, it gives
right.
him a competitive advantage, which is unfair.
Yes.
Because he gets free advertising because he's president. He gets to talk about how wonderful my Doral is, how great douchebag is
which
in Ireland.
Which one has bed bugs? Which one?
Doral.
Oh, okay. The one in Florida.
Yeah.
Doonbag is the...
Is in Ireland.
Oh, okay. Doonbag.
Since assuming office, Trump has turned over day-to-day management of his businesses to his children.
Yes.
And allegedly established a trust to hold his business assets. However, he has maintained sole ownership. He receives business updates at least quarterly, and he can get distributions from the trust at any time. He can get money from the business at any time.
So how... Jimmy Carter... Sold his fucking peanut
fucking
farm.
Peanut farm. His family.
But it sounds like he's still in charge.
Peanut farm.
Do you think Trump is more involved with his businesses than he is with the business in the White House?
Don Jr.
Absolutely.
Is dumb.
Yeah. And what about the other one with the face?
Like when there was something that blew up. I mean, one of the books I read about the Trump shit show.
Right.
There was some. Maybe it was the meeting, the stupid yes. meeting, and it was with the Russian that was, you know, allegedly about adoption, you know, the big meeting.
Yeah, yeah.
With the Russian, Veselnitskaya.
Right. Nine. Nicked.
He, you know, Donnie did that, was like, you know, oh my God, I got this email.
Right.
Daddy's going to love me.
Yes.
I'm going to get the shit on Hillary. I'm going to get emails. This is going to be fucking spectacular. Daddy,
my dad is going to
love me. Daddy love me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And Trump is like, whatever. You know, Trump doesn't care about details.
Doesn't
we know
give
Trump
a fuck.
Doesn't care.
Trump cares about raping, Happy Meals, and Ivanka.
So when it went tits up and it was all... turned into a major issue.
Yes.
Trump behind the scenes, allegedly said, you know, well, the boy is not very bright.
Yeah.
More of like a apologetic, like he wasn't mad.
Right.
He was resigned to the fact that Don Jr. is a dumb fuck. And he was like, not surprised at all.
Yes.
That Don Jr. fucked something up.
Right.
He has anointed.
Yes.
Ivanka. Trump himself wants Ivanka to take over the empire.
Well, I thought Trump would want Ivanka to be Mike Pence.
Well, probably that too. I've decided to name Ivanka as my running mate.
They did that in, they did something similar in House of Cards.
Yeah. Spoiler alert.
Which I think is less crazy than Trump's presidency.
Yeah.
Some of these storylines wouldn't be there. Like if you said, okay, I'm going to pitch a B story to you. The president doesn't like these energy saving light bulbs because he thinks it makes his skin look orange. I would say that's dumb. People aren't that fucking stupid. Not in, you know.
The president is angry at Denmark because they won't sell us Greenland.
The president wants to shoot a nuclear bomb into a motherfucking storm, baby. Or the president doesn't realize Puerto Rico is part of America.
So there you go. The grand jury ain't putting up with this fake indictment bullshit.
No. But wait a second. It is interesting the point. If they did throw out the rule book, wouldn't that give Mueller cover to indict the president?
Sure. I mean, it's a little late. He no longer works for the Department of Justice, but the SDNY could step in then.
Yes.
Or the Attorney General of New York and be like, okay, well, fuck this. If you're saying we're throwing out the Justice Department manual, then I'm throwing out the part that says you can't indict a sitting president. Here you go.
Yes. Now we're partying.
Here you go, motherfucker.
Right. Yeah. Bring it. But would that drive us to the edge of fucking chaos?
Well, it'll take forever, too. Very little of this will happen.
Right.
God, why is Matt Gaetz showing up in my timeline?
Oh, God.
Tonight, I'll be on Martha McCallum to discuss the decision by federal prosecutors to recommend seeking criminal charges against Andrew McCabe. See, they're still on that story.
Oh, my
God. That it was recommended that that criminal charges be sought.
Right, right.
Matt Gaetz ain't talking about the fact that the lawyers for McCabe say the grand jury said, we're not going to do it.
Yeah. I mean, there is no way to spin this, but McCabe got a victory, right?
I believe so. I think Rachel Maddow even covered this last night.
She did. Yeah. I listened to that.
She talked about this.
Oh, yeah. Her and a bunch of fucking lawyers. Yeah.
So there you go.
I mean, that's crazy. Faithless. I remember that. I'm so sorry, God. I stepped on it. But I remember it during that Michael Brown thing. They kept saying, why isn't Darren Wilson indicted? Why wasn't he indicted? You can indict a fucking ham sandwich.
Right. It is Faithless Friday, everybody.
Yay.
Thanks for joining us, heathens.
Jeebus.
Fellow heathens.
Sky God.
I didn't see this one. This one's new. Brian Fisher. We haven't heard from Brian in a minute.
Homosexual. Wait. Sodomy-based marriage?
Sodomy-based marriage.
What?
Right, this is Brian Fisher in sodomy-based marriage.
I mean, dude, how do you make your career out of just talking about sodomy-based marriage and even coming up with the term sodomy-based marriage?
Here's a quick clip from the Right Wing Watch Twitter feed.
Yay!
Brian Fisher, this is amazing.
Right.
A couple of the candidates last night spoke about reparations for slavery and that we got to figure out something to do because we still have endemic, systemic, cultural racism that has still stepped on the throat of brown people since slavery was abolished.
Wait. You're suggesting racism is still a thing. Okay.
No, what a fool.
You know, I've...
Well, here. Brian, here is Brian Fisher with his...
Is he saying there's no more racism?
His 2 cents.
Oh, okay.
I believe we have fully taken care of reparations. I believe if reparations is something that people ask for and want, we've done that. Listen to some of these statistics. 86.5% of the American people who live below the poverty line have air conditioning in their homes.
Because, look it, we gave you poor blacks air conditioning.
It's hot as shit, you motherfucker. Oh my God.
White Buana provides probably shitty breaking down air conditioning for you ungrateful Negroes. What more do you want?
Jesus fucking Christ.
This is crazy.
I mean, think about this for a second. Imagine you don't have air conditioning. I'm not even saying... Imagine if we didn't have central air, not to brag.
Oh, my God.
But at Crab Diving Studios, we have central motherfucking air. And if we just had window units, I'd fuck that shit. This climate is brutal.
Yeah.
86.5% of the American people who live below the poverty line have air conditioning in their homes or in their apartments. 89% have cell phones.
Oh my God. How
what more do you Negroes want? God. And you notice he says people living below the poverty line.
Yeah.
So instantly there's no poor white people.
So wait a second. So if let's say I have an Obama cell phone, right?
Oh yeah.
Okay. Well
which are actually George Bush phones, but keep going.
Oh, okay. But I live below the poverty line. Just because I have a cell phone doesn't mean I'm not struggling. My God. Damn you, motherfuckers.
I believe we've already paid reparations.
I'm sorry. Is Brian listening? Are you listening? Are you listening, dickhead?
I don't know. Tweet us, Brian, at Crab Diving.
Listen, General Sodomy-Based Marriage.
He's not far away. He's in Tupelo.
It's not, you know, God, we're not far from Mississippi.
I just felt felt a little twang myself of pain.
You know,
but this is a lovely area,
right? God, it's a story I want to tell about a comic, but I can't remember if it's about Mississippi and it's about the cops and it's a good fucking story. And I cannot remember if he told me this story or if I heard it on stage. I can't tell the story then because it might be a personal. Wait. I don't have to say the comic. Then I can just tell a story.
Okay.
It didn't take place in Mississippi. Let's say it took place in Arkansas. How's that? Okay. It's a comedian that's in this area, and he got pulled over by the cops on the way to a road gig. And, you know, cops being, you know, an asshole to him, they're being a dick. They ask him, where are you going? He says, I'm going off to a gig. What do you do? I'm a comic. Well, the comic, what's your name? You know, he had the ID. They went in the cop car. They were gone a while. And the guy came back and he said, you know what? I watched your clip. You're pretty funny. Just going about your business.
Nice.
I mean, dude. What if they didn't find him funny? Then why?
Right.
They might have gave a shit
liberal?
About.
What if he's like some liberal or something?
And I will say this. This comedian had every reason to be nervous.
Oh,
every reason.
I get it.
Have air conditioning in their homes or in
they have air conditioning in a cell phone.
This comic?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Their apartments.
This guy does pretty well.
89% have cell phones. 88% have a DVD player, digital video recorder, a VCR
up.
Or some similar device. 67% have a computer. Only 1% of these families
Where
report
is this
that
study
they
from again. I am sorry. I have the most shitty. Where is he getting these numbers?
Well, who cares if they're real?
But
anyway, I mean, I don't know where the numbers
study.
Are coming from, but
I need you to find out how many black Americans have
poor people under the poverty line. He specifically said, but he is making it black people.
Oh, he's making it black people. Look at all these black people with these personal
testing that all black people are poor. Also.
They DVD players.
Well, yeah.
I mean,
Joe Biden said record player last night. He got some shit for that.
Oh my God.
Similar device. 67% have a computer. Only 1% of these families report that they, quote, often, end quote, do not have enough food to eat. Remaining 91%.
Often?
So if they sometimes do not have enough food to eat, he's okay with that.
But Brian Fisher has enough food to eat.
Oh,
we'll
sure.
just say that, right? I mean, imagine, see, the crazy thing is...
Hate pays pretty well.
Oh, yes. And these asshole white dudes, if you fucking keep them from having anything, they got to have their fucking guns. They got to have their Jesus in the courthouse. They got to have the fucking Ten Commandments everywhere. You know what I mean? They got to have their guns. They got to have their shiny shit. They don't want to pay taxes. They want everything. If they are denied one thing, they're little bitches about it. If Brian Fisher is denied one meal, I bet he loses his shit.
There's only a few seconds left.
Quote, often, end quote, do not have enough food to eat. Remaining 91%, 92% reported that they always had enough food to eat. So reparations has been done. I believe we...
92% of those ungrateful Negroes say they always have enough to eat. We're done.
You know what's amazing? It's like some people have to be reminded that slavery was like really, really bad. Really, really bad. And what followed slavery for black people was really, really, really fucking bad. Really fucking bad.
And it's still really fucking bad. Black people, yes.
It's still really fucking bad.
I mean, God honors presidents more than we do.
Yeah.
God says he puts them up and he puts them down. So just, you better. That's why it's awful what we do with this president. And that's why the church people usually don't beat up on the presidents, because they know God puts up the president.
The church people don't beat up on the president.
Did you skip? Did you switch to Jim
Baker? I switched to Baker.
Are we okay?
When I hadn't vetted this, so I just played it. That's the end of the clip. There's no Laurie or anything.
What?
And there's no story. That's it. I'm sorry. But
fuck, man, I was on Laurie watch. I thought we'd get some Laurie.
Church people don't beat up on the president because they know God. Puts up the president. I think.
Did God put up Obama?
Exactly.
Did God put up Obama?
Let's see what some church people had to say about Obama a few years ago.
And when Elizabeth Warren gets elected, when Elizabeth Warren gets fucking elected, and it's Stacey Abrams as her VP, did God put up those two people? Did, you know?
This is.
For what we do with this president. And that's why the church people usually don't beat up on the presidents, because they know God puts up the president. He says so. And the leader and the kings and all. God
and the leader and the kings and all.
Jesus Christ. Shit, man.
God, these Christians are terrifying sometimes.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know what to say. You know, it's
batshit.
It really is. And these people are fucking unreasonable. I mean, they want so much. No. They're under this delusion, like, if you let gay people get married, that means they have to take a dick in their face or something. It is just fucking insane.
And this is, I had forgotten about this. I had this clip a couple days ago, several days ago now. Rick Joyner.
Right.
Another pastor dickbag.
Oh.
Old white guy, yes. Dickbag pastor, yes. Does YouTube videos and shit.
Right.
I'd forgotten. Rick Joyner appeared on The Jim Baker Show.
Oh, shit. You know, whenever you say Rick Joyner, I always think of Tom Joyner, and those are different. Those are very, very different people.
Here's Rick Joyner on The Baker Show.
Oh, shit.
This is some scary shit. Listen to this bullshit.
Okay.
At the bottom of the screen, 1 Timothy 5:9. But if any do not care for their own, and especially for those of their own house,
right,
they have denied the faith and are worse than unbelievers. MEV? What version of the Bible is that?
The M is in Mary or N?
M is in Mary, E-V version of the Bible, it says.
M-E-V. Hey Siri, what's the M-E-V Bible?
M-E-V Bible. Modern English version.
MTV Bible.
Modern English version.
Oh, okay.
But here's Rick Joyner, scary shit.
The Second Amendment is linked to militias. And now when you say that word, everybody thinks white supremacist or all these weird, but no, we were meant to have militias.
God damn.
Now people rightfully say,
yes,
white supremacy, because that's where these militias are tending to come from.
Oh, shit. Well, yes, of fucking course. I mean, I just assumed that was something we all understood, right?
Not these right-wing dickbags.
Come on.
These are the patriots that are running around the woods playing soldier, getting ready to shoot the black people.
All these crazy white people in their camo and their weekend warrior bullshit.
Listen to Rick Joyner.
Of course they're racist.
Government is linked to militias.
This is a pastor. This is a man of allegedly Jesus who's out filleting the 2A crowd.
This is radicalization, right?
Who's, yeah.
This is driving his people to violence. This is fucked up.
To militias. And now when you say that word, everybody thinks white supremacist or all these weird, but no, we were meant to have militias throughout the country to defend our communities. And what? All that are not racist or anything else, just want to defend their families. And I think you're going to see the right kind of militias in unity with law enforcement, the good law enforcement.
The right kind of militias.
Well, also, let's not ignore that law enforcement is racist, too. I know that's a I know that's a crazy concept to throw out there.
In unity with law enforcement, the good law enforcement, which I think our law enforcement are an incredible source. I mean, you look at those guys in the recent shootings. As soon as the shooting starts, everybody's running for their lives. They're running right into the gunfight.
That's right.
Look at those. Amazing. I mean, the
Lori's very, very impressed by our first responders.
I talked over that just a little bit, so we're going to have to hear that again.
As soon as the shooting starts, everybody's running for their lives. They're running right into the gunfight.
That's right.
You look at those.
Amazing.
I mean, the incredible. But I think there's going to be a militia movement that unites and supports, is open about what they're doing and all. But they're going to be trained and prepared to defend their communities.
Trained and prepared to defend their communities from what?
Well,
and from who?
I don't know.
Who is the big boogeyman to them? The brown people.
But this is what I think is going on that set. Lori Baker says, that's right, agreeing with what he said. And then she has her purse open and she sees a spare little Xanax down there. That's amazing.
Yeah. Or it just kicked in. That's right. Oh, that's amazing.
Ports is open about what they're doing and all, but they're going to be trained and prepared to defend their communities.
Mm.
And if Christians don't get involved in things like that, wrong people will get in.
Yeah.
And Christians need to get in.
Is this unvetted?
I listened to like the first minute of it.
Yep. Yeah.
About what they're doing and all, but they're going to be trained and prepared to defend their communities.
Mm.
And if Christians don't get involved in things like that, wrong people will get in.
What?
And Christians need to get into.
Go back. But he's saying some fucked up shit. He's saying, hey, Christians, if you don't take up arms,
the wrong people will.
How is he allowed to say this bullshit?
Well, he's got some books to sell, and Jim Baker's got to sell some soup and shit.
Oh, my fucking God. This is evil.
Mm. And if Christians don't get involved in things like that, wrong people will get in.
Yeah, that's right.
And Christians need to get in to set the court. No, we're not going to just attack other racists or, you know, races or things like that. We're here to defend.
We're not. Do you notice that Freudian slip?
Yes.
We're not just going to attack other races.
Right.
Oh, oops.
Holy shit.
Did I? Am I wrong?
Wait. No.
It's like that. Wrong people will get in.
Yeah, that's right.
And Christians need to get in to set the court. No, we're not. This we're not going to just attack other racists or, you know, races or things like that. We're here to defend and support. But if Christians have to get engaged in this, Jesus himself said, there's a time to sell your coat and buy a sword. That was the weapon of their.
Did he?
From at the bottom of the screen, from the modern English version Bible.
Modern English
from
version.
Luke 22:36.
Yay.
He said to them, but now let him who has a purse take it and also a bag, and let him who has no sword sell his garment and buy one.
And do you remember? Do you remember when Gimli, the dwarf? Wait, he was a dwarf,
Gimli
right?
He was a dwarf, yeah.
In Lord of the Rings?
Sure.
He's at the Battle of Helm's Deep, and he's slaying orcs.
Spoiler alert. Yeah.
And the elf guy, who's the elf? What's the elf's name?
Legolas.
Legolas. And they're both screaming about how many orcs they've slayed. I have slayed 69. You know, it sounds... Are you okay over there? Are you okay?
Damn, I just got spun around. I'm playing tug of war with the intern. Ooh, to try, yes, to keep her the fuck off. Jeez. Me and shut the fuck up. Right. And I should completely spun my chair around. She's a strong little fucker.
Now I know how to calm this dog down. So sit.
Christians have to get engaged in this. Jesus himself said, there's a time to sell your coat and buy a sword. That was the weapon of their day. And there's a time. There's a time in Ecclesiastes 3. There's a time for everything. Mm-hmm. There's a time for war and there's a time for peace. Listen, we're entering a time for war, and we need to mobilize appropriately, rightly, not in darkness, not in fear, what? But in faith.
He's saying Christians need to mobilize as militias.
Oh my God.
And be prepared for war.
That is fucking.
Not against Al Qaeda.
Right.
Not against evil commies, but against their own fellow citizens,
right,
is what he is suggesting.
And it sounds like he's suggesting those citizens are brown.
Oh, sure.
I mean, we are in a fucked up spot. Think of that. And we know we have ICE doing all this fucked up shit, rounding people up, and we have these camps. And now these lunatic God bothers are fucking arming up, man.
Here's the
last like
bit of
super
this.
Fucked up.
Time for everything. There's a time for war and there's a time for peace. Listen, we're entering a time for war.
To everything, turn.
God, is this dickhead gonna quote the mamas and the papas?
And we need to mobilize appropriately, rightly, not in darkness, not in fear, but in faith. But, you know, it says those who do not provide for.
We need to mobilize as a militia, not that in is, darkness, Ryan.
Oh, yes. Be proud.
But in faith.
Right. Is he ejaculating on Lori because that's inappropriate?
Well, that's off camera. I don't know what hand check on Lori and,
yes,
Jim right now.
Oh, yes.
For their own families and all. Are worse than unbelievers. Right. Well, providing is not just providing food and things like that. It's providing protection, mm-hmm, security, and things like that. And if we don't do it right, it's going to be done wrong.
You know, Lori's like probably a dominatrix and,
right,
behind closed doors.
Right. Oh, yes.
Shut the fuck,
yes,
up.
Yes. Well, I bet she's a dominatrix when she's low on Xanax. I bet you find her. I bet Jim Baker, his number one commitment is to Jesus and finding those fucking pills. Probably just the pills. You want to meet Lori unpilled up to record? Oh, I think not.
She says she's overcome her addictions.
And right. And I'm
now
speaking
high on the Lord.
Well, yes. And I'm speaking in hyperbole.
Oh, yes.
Exaggeration. Yes.
So there you go. There's a
her best
Rick Joyner, yeah, terrifyingly calling, yeah, for Christian militia, basically.
Right. And I'm falling for the distraction of Lori Baker. I'm sorry, but all those little, like, she does this one where he says something totally fucking nuts, and she goes, mm-hmm, 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 mm-hmm. I'm high as fuck.
And what would be a faithless Friday without some spectacular interstellar level anti-Semitism from Rick Wiles?
Oh yes,
holy
good
shit.
God! This is a lake of fire, dude. He talks about the lake of fire, right?
In the state of Israel, he desires that everybody believe on the name of Jesus Christ. That's all I desire. I'm not against anybody. I just want everybody to know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior.
Especially those filthy, nasty Jews. That's what he believes. What he's saying.
Right, right. And he wants them to roast in the lake of fire.
Oh, absolutely.
I believe he said that recently, right? Or am I insane?
And the Jews, and especially the Hollywood Jews.
No, no, no. We're getting this mixed up with Coach Dave. I swear to God we are. Or they can both.
They're interchangeable.
Maybe they both said it.
Believe on the name of Jesus Christ. That's all I desire. I'm not against anybody. I just want everybody to know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior.
Even if we have to kill them.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
To introduce them to the Lord.
Hey, Rick, we don't believe you. You don't want that. You want people to burn in hell if they're Jewish.
And I want to see people avoid spending eternity in the lake of fire because religion or political views blinded them from seeing Jesus.
Right.
And that's all we're asking for. That's what we're calling for. And we're not going to promote some kind of fake Israel. It's what's out there now is fake.
He means the state of Israel now. He thinks it's bullshit. The entire state of Israel.
Oh, right, right.
It's a fake Israel.
Counterfeit.
It is a counterfeit. They don't even speak real Hebrew. It's a fake Hebrew.
What do you want?
That's the truth.
What do you care?
If you think I'm making it up, you go read and find out. It's a reconstructed language. Why? Because.
Who is this? The sycophant sitting next to him just, yes, give me more of your dick. Yes,
I don't know who Rick Wiles Remora is.
Yummy, yummy, yummy. God.
Nobody spoke Hebrew for thousands of years. They didn't even know what it sounded like. So when the Zionists took over in 1948, they made up a language and called it Hebrew. And it's funny to hear all these Christian Zionists say, I speak Hebrew. How do you know you're speaking Hebrew? You're just making up words. It's a fake language. Spoken by fake Jews in a fake Israel.
Holy shit. God damn. He just wants to bring everybody to Christ, though, Ryan.
How much
He's
you want to
no
bet?
No bad intentions.
Oh, dude. How much you want to bet this guy's got like a picture of him with Donald Trump doing like the thumbs
probably,
up?
Probably, yeah.
Like sucking each other's dicks.
Oh, God. I mean, yeah.
God, I mean, that
amazing.
That's
amazing.
Anti-Semitism.
That's some hardcore anti-Semitism.
So. To the people I know that will suggest that racism is not a thing anymore, I would say, what about that?
Yeah.
And what about other shit?
So here's one. Prepare to yell.
Hey. Fuck you.
This is a story about...
Right.
These are, I believe it's fellow church members of ours.
Oh, okay.
Of the Satanic Temple.
Oh, I thought you were going to say dudist.
In Belle Plaine, Minnesota.
Yes.
For a couple of years now, a battle has been going on.
Right.
Between local officials and the Satanic Temple.
Yes.
A Christian monument was allowed to go up at a public park while Satanic display was rejected. The Satanists have recently filed a lawsuit, and it's pending.
Right.
This story does not have to do with that.
Yes.
But it happens in Belle Plaine, Minnesota.
A hoser.
Where apparently people still have some fifis upset.
Okay.
About the evil Satanists.
Oh, isn't it too cold to have fifis in Minnesota?
Well, I mean, right now. No,
Jesus
it's
fucking
hot
Christ.
And humid.
Right.
The Satanic Temple's Minnesota chapter,
yes,
was having a profoundly evil ice cream social.
Damn,
at what they call Union Square Park.
Okay,
which is about 2 minutes away from the site where apparently they're fighting over this ridiculous Christian monument that went on.
All right,
On describing the event, they say, we're going to have some sweet treats, meet friends old and new, maybe play some board games or play some outdoor games.
Okay. Oh, well, that sounds like fun.
No goat sacrifices.
Oh,
no,
okay.
No naked nymphets rolling around in pig's blood.
What about Baphomet? Why are we ignoring Baphomet? It's Baphomet's day, right?
So they're minding their own business, but chilling at the park in this pavilion.
Ooh.
When a fucking white waddler comes over.
Oh, my God. Hi, white waddler.
And listen to this loving Christian.
Okay, you're not welcome. We don't believe in your shit. Where are you from? Belle Plaine? Okay, you're not from Belle Plaine, otherwise you'd know better than having a picnic here. You guys are not welcome here, you've caused more fucking problems.
Meanwhile, there's nothing like huge going on. Maybe there's a T-shirt being worn or something.
Yeah,
but there's no Baphomet statue.
Is that
there's
a
nothing going. Oh yeah.
All right, you guys are fucking with the F word, man. This guy is F word McGee, isn't he?
Fucking Christian.
Right. Belle Plaine. Okay, you're not from Belle Plaine. Otherwise, you'd know better than having a picnic here. You guys are not welcome here. You've caused more fucking problems. You believe in the veterans that have died for your fucking country.
I am a veteran.
Really?
Several of the Satanic Temple members said, I am a veteran.
What would that have to do, though, with worshiping
don't ask me.
The god that resides in the lake of motherfucking
the tiny
fire?
Little minds, their tiny little minds have everything like that wrapped in a package.
Oh, yeah, package.
You hate babies because you kill them. You
right.
hate our country. You disrespect our military.
Oh yes,
but how dare you?
But they just said some of them are veterans.
Well,
they are the military.
I think he says really
the veterans that have died for your fucking country.
I am a veteran.
Really? Okay, you guys come down to our fucking park. Oh,
so,
and you put your fucking Satan bull fucking shit in our fucking veteran park.
So your fucking Satan fucking shit. In our fucking veterans park. So it is pretty funny.
You're bull fucking shit. Yeah, I used to say that all the time. I am bringing bull fucking shit back. Damn.
Now a cop waddles up.
Ooh, yes.
I don't give a fuck.
Well, then you're saying you're
you
about
need
veterans.
To get the fuck out of here.
We can turn
up the
music.
Yeah, I'll turn you fucking down. I'll turn your fucking light down.
One of the women said, you need to turn it down. And he said, I'll turn your fucking life down.
Which is a very odd thing to say.
Meanwhile, now,
murderous
waddling white cop has his arm on waddling hate Christian's shoulder.
Good.
Trying to calm him down.
Calm him down.
Let's imagine for a half a second that a member of the Satanic Temple, which would never happen.
Oh, pow.
Went up to a Christian event
and was saying,
your stuff out of here. I don't like your stuff. This person would have been tased.
Oh, yes.
By
black.
This point.
What if he's black?
Oh,
shot. You know, God damn. Hey. What's this dog doing?
She's destroying part of her rope toy.
God damn it.
Which has a cloth like wrapped into it. And
God,
she
you know,
has pieces of cloth hanging off of her lips. She looks like she's rabid and foamy.
Listen, we're gonna have to send that to
They come over here waving their fucking flag, wearing their fucking Satanistic bullshit.
No, I get it, but unfortunately, that's the way the country is.
Listen to this
fucking
apologist.
Cop. And this happens other times too with these First Amendment.
Oh, I hate this.
When the cop says to the person complaining about someone legally doing something within their rights. Well, unfortunately, this person has the right to do this, says the cop.
That dickhead, this Christian fucknut, just said, I'm going to turn your life down. I know what he means. It's a stupid way to put it. And it's
yeah, and the cop is...
I get it.
And the cop is circling his nipples.
Oh.
That's the way the country is, and they have a right to. Whether you disagree with it, I disagree with it, but I respect the rights.
The cop, I disagree with it too.
God damn, dickhead. Well, I'll just suck his cock.
Get the fuck away from my... I live right there. I have kids right there.
So what?
Go fucking somewhere else where my fucking kids can't see your...
Oh, your poor fucking kids.
Stupid
your
kids.
Your poor fucking kids, you fucking piece of shit.
Hey, this guy has rights. He's allowed to have a picnic, and he can have a sign that says Satan or whatever.
It's a bunch of people.
Who cares?
They're playing board games and having barbecue.
This guy's like, bull fucking shit. I'm going to turn your life down.
Get the fuck away from my... I live right there. I have kids right there. Go fucking somewhere else where my fucking kids can't see your... You guys are in the wrong fucking place. The fuck I ain't. I'm threatening you right the fuck now.
I'm threatening you right the fuck now. And the cop's like, okay. Now he's starting to push the guy away finally.
Again.
But still. Yes. Still. Wringing the nipple hair of this guy. He's not aggressive towards this guy at all. He's like, you know, come on, man. You
imagine he's a person of color.
Oh, yeah. Please. We got to get moving here. We're okay. Almost out of time.
That's wrong. You want to fucking...
No one's judging you. Why are you judging us?
Because I don't want my kids.
No one's judging you. Why are you judging us? Because.
I have young kids. I don't want my kids over here looking at you, raising your fucking flags, wearing your fucking devil fucking costumes.
But yeah, we sit here and watch people go to church and we respect them.
What's that?
I said we respect everybody.
The fuck you do.
He said we sit here and watch people go to have church stuff and we respect them.
This fucking guy, this cop needs to tell this guy to fuck off.
He kind of does at this point.
He's threatening people.
Respect them.
What's that?
I said we respect everybody.
The fuck you do. If you respected everybody, you wouldn't be in this fucking park doing what the fuck you're doing.
You're not bothering anybody.
You're bothering me.
That's close to disorderly conduct.
See, now the cop says, you're close to disorderly conduct.
Wow.
I've literally watched some of those videos where somebody says, this is bullshit, and a cop throws him down and says, that's disorderly conduct for swearing in public.
Jesus Christ.
Cussing in public.
You know, it's because this guy
says guy's like, fuck, fucking shit, fucking Satan fucking shit.
This is white privilege at its
white
fucking height.
White Christian privilege.
Yes. Good God.
So finally, the cop pushes the guy away and after threatening possible disorderly conduct.
Jeez.
But there you go.
Wow.
A good Christian. Have a great weekend, everybody. We're going to do this again next week, every fucking weekday, fucking 2P fucking M to 4P fucking M Pacific, 5-7 on the Eastern Coast.
Bull fucking shit.
Ryan's going to be doing some stand-up. We got to go. Ryan's going to be doing some stand-up comedy soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed at Radar Comedy. His Instagram's Radar R Comedy. Go to his website for his schedule, RadarComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vila on Twitter or Instagram at Vila. Also freaking file experience.
Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll be back next week.
Defecation or urination for the purpose of sexual stimulation of the viewer.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.